Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hysterical cynicism and strident earnestness. Hello, Jim and Patrick, and all my fellow suburbanites. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my March new music picks. Now, March was a very fertile month for new music, and I had a hard time narrowing down my choices to just three. So I thought I'd mention at least three honorable mentions for albums that I really enjoyed. And I'm not going to review them because some of them I've reviewed before, including The Long Riders and their new album, High Noon Hymns, which I loved, as well as Courtney Barnett and her new album, Creature of Habit, which is great, especially if you like Courtney Barnett. And my third pick that I'm going to mention as an honorable mention is a band out of Burlington called Robber Robber and their new release called Two Wheels Move the Soul. And it's a great noise rock album you should check out. But on to the choices I'm going to review. The first is called Cut Worms, which is a solo project by Max Clark. And this is his fourth release. Apple Music describes his sound as elevated pop rock that George Harrison, Harry Nilsson, and Big Star perfected in the 70s and remains in fashion for a dedicated subset of musicians and listeners, no matter how many decades pass. And I'd have to say that's a pretty accurate description of this album. Now, he cut it at The Loft in Chicago, which is the headquarters for Wilco, and Jeff Tweedy produced it and played guitar and bass on many of the songs, as well as Glenn Cochi, who played on drums. He's from Wilco, as you know. And the song I'm going to feature is called Long Weekend, which has a real Big Star vibe.
Friday nights I go out walking, drift alone through the weekend crowd, looking for something to get lost in, can't find nothing but the easy way out. Lean back on a street light, lean back on a street light. I thought for a long time, I thought for a long time.
My next choice is the self-titled release from Uni Boys from Southern California. It's their third album, and they're led by Reza Martin and Noah Nash, who share singing and songwriting duties. They have a shared love of 60s psychedelic music and 70s power pop. On this album, they collaborated with Brian and Michael Daddario from the Lemon Twigs, who contribute keyboards and vocals. The result is a sunny, jangly power pop masterpiece from start to finish. This album will definitely put a smile on your face. The song I'd like to feature is the lead-off track called Victim of Myself. My last pick is the fourth album from the band Dead Thinks called New Plastic Abyss. And I learned about this band recently when I heard a single from them called Spiral Staircase on the Cream Magazine playlist on Apple Music. The playlist is called Creme de la Cream. And I love that single instantly and made me want to check out the rest of the album. And it's really good. Dead Thinks is a duo formed by Joseph Thomas and Aaron Violet, who originally come from New Zealand but now live in Berlin. They have a guitar-based post-punk sound that's abrasive, and their Bandcamp biography says that they have a trademark blend of hysterical cynicism and strident earnestness. And one thing I noted about the band is their singer sounds like Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil, only with more angst, if that's possible. So, again, I'd like you to check out the single Spiral Staircase, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Those are my picks for March, and I look forward to everybody's picks from the community. Again, thanks, Jim and Patrick, for the wonderful podcast, and everybody should listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, including my show, Midlife Crisis, which airs at 4 Eastern on Thursday. See ya! Wheels move the soul.